This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. He served at one time as Deputy Commanding Officer in the Pacific, and it's the Far East in the Pacific that we want to focus on for the next few minutes as we look at the increasing tensions between North and South Korea. And General, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, this tension that we're talking about right now stems back to March, when it is believed now, a team of international investigators believes North Korea is responsible for sinking a South Korean vessel. And as a result of that, 46 people died. The South Korean government is basically asking for an apology and for those responsible to be punished for it. What do you make of these increasing tensions? How seriously should we take them?
Well, Greg, I think it's a pattern the likes of a North Korea and Iran, who always seem to do these provocative actions to get the West reaction or South Korea's reaction. So that's what they do. And it has been proven with forensic evidence that it was a North Korean torpedo that did hit that South Korean boat, sink it, along with all of those casualties. But North Koreans, like the Iranians, Greg, they know that we respond with rhetoric. We rarely take any action ourselves. And I say us, the United States, and even South Korea, that we have the State Department and come in and say we have got to look at this serious provocation. And then there's no follow-up. And so when you don't follow up with strong resolve and action to the likes of these rogue countries like North Korea and Iran, they'll continue to do it. And they'll continue to kill people. They'll continue to support international terrorism. If we don't have the will, and the South Korean armed forces don't have the will to take affirmative action against these forces, then they're going to continue to do the same thing. It's just a pattern that's been there for decades.
General, do you get the sense that the North Koreans may want conflict, or are they just trying to get attention?
Number one, get attention. Number two, test the resolve in that confrontation of, for example, the South Koreans, the United States. If you'll note, Greg, anything that's done against the Russians retaliate immediately. Any of these international rogue states, they very rarely take on the Russians, because the Russians counteract and act very strongly and put them on notice. You mess with the Russians, something's going to happen to you. And then they do it. The United States is rhetoric. Our State Department is weak. The administration is weak. But that's been the case even under Bush when we had the provocations over there. That's our situation. We don't take any action.
What would be an appropriate response?
Well, appropriate response would be to, even above and beyond the maneuvers that they disclosed today, naval and sea maneuvers, you know, if the guard is up and they find where that provocation is occurring, you have to have immediate response within 24 hours. Now, it took them a little time, I know, to discover the evidence in the torpedoes. But certainly with radar, it came out within the first 24 hours that it was a provocative action by North Korea. So you must deliver something within a reasonable period of time, and that would be, in my opinion, a military option within 28 to 48 hours.
General, in terms of our ability to help the South Koreans if there were a military confrontation, obviously our troops are spread pretty thin in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. Just how much support would we be able to provide?
Oh, tremendous. We've got the Pacific Fleet there. We've got the reinforcing Marine Division in Okinawa. We've got over 30,000 U.S. forces in South Korea. There's other NATO forces there. Certainly, we've got our air forces available not only out of South Korea, but also out of Japan and Okinawa. So we have tremendous force we can bring to bear. We're not spread thin from that regard. You got to keep in mind that the only elements we have spread thin are our infantry brigades out of the Army and Marines. 80% of our naval and air forces are totally available for any kind of action throughout the world.
General, to this point, the Chinese have been noticeably silent on this. How do you read that, and what type of response from them do you think might be able to help defuse this situation and keep North Korea in check potentially?
No action from China. North Korea is one of their proxies, as Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. And so that's what these countries do. They work through their proxy forces. And they have no reaction other than to maybe make some statement at the United Nations. But they're in support of these proxy nations such as North Korea. And what that does in the eyes of the Chinese and the Russians is it diminishes the power not only of the United States, but also of United Nations forces, and in this case, South Korea. That's why we have to understand the chessboard has changed, and China and Russia are not our friends. And so they will do anything they can to weaken our power anywhere across the globe, in my opinion.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us. Thanks for your analysis.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.